was if the kitchen, something should happen, that the kitchen would catch on fire, the catwalk going from the porch, the back porch of the house, could be torn down and separated from the other part of the house and saved. In other words, most every farmer had a dunnabell. And if that dunnabell rang at an odd time of the day, and the neighbors could hear it for 2 or 3 miles, they knew that that person was in trouble some way. And they got there the very quickest way that they had to go, if it was horseback or foot or what. They went to offer their assistance because they knew that either somebody was seriously sick or the house was on fire or somebody had gotten hurt. And the communities were very good to go to their neighbor's rescue.
Did they ever call the kitchen anything besides a kitchen? Did you ever hear it called?
No. In the old days, it was never called a dining room or a breakfast room and kitchen. It's still known as your kitchen and breakfast room.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a stove room ever?
Well, no, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that as far as I can remember, it was in my vicinity, in other words, it's always called a kitchen. Mm-hmm.
And what rooms did you have in the house ever since the kitchen and the bedroom?
Well, in the old log house, there's no other room except just maybe a shed room. Some of the log houses would have a little shed room built on the back that would cut off part of the back porch. Mm-hmm. That's something I didn't put on here. It's the back porch went all the way across on this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You mentioned porch, you had a front and a back porch.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anybody call those anything beside a porch?
The stoop.
Stoop? Yeah. That mean about the same thing?
Yeah, it mean about the same thing.
Anybody ever call it anything else?
No, I don't think so.
What? Anybody ever call it maybe a gallery?
Well, not at home. They did in the western states. They would call them the gallery, and in towns they would call them the gallery. But out in the country, it was the front and the back porch was the way it was addressed. And
did people in town ever use veranda, ever hear that word?
Well, yes, the people in town. And once in a while, I believe that you would hear people use that in the country.
It wasn't as frequent.
That's right, but as a rule, it was just called the front and the back porch.
You describe your present house to me a little bit.
Well, my present home, you enter in the front from the front porch into the living room. Then you can go straight down through the living room into a little central hall that leads into the bathroom on the left as you come down the hall, and out of that little hallway into the back bedroom. I haven't got this drawn just exactly.
Well, that's okay.
Right there. Anyway, then out of that bedroom into the back bedroom, and coming down from the living room into the dining room, and from the dining room on into the kitchen and breakfast room. Is the present, the situation of my present home.
Yeah, a couple questions I wanted to ask you. In the you mentioned living room. You ever heard anybody call that living room?
The parlor.
Parlor. Does that mean the same thing?
Means the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in old days, it was called the parlor because they didn't have any bed in what they called the parlor. That was just straight for reception, the boys and girls' dates and their parties. It was always in the parlor.
Did anybody ever call it maybe a front room or sitting room?
That's right. Place? You'd have the front room, but you could have a bed in there too, in what you call the front room.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't necessarily the same thing as a parlor.